And now this is a dictation for Joanne, J-O-A-N-N, Spry, S-P-R-Y, Virgo, V as in Victor, I-R-G-O, December 2454, address as a letter to Dr. Kayla, K-A-Y-L-A, Stefanko, S-T-E-F-A-N-K-O, 231-779-7701. Dear Dr. Stefanko, a follow-up for Mrs. Spry Virgo. Chronic kidney disease, hypertension. This is an in-person encounter. We did a kidney ultrasound. Both sides are within normal limits. No obstruction, stone masses, and no urinary retention. Incidental simple cyst. Since the last visit, no changes in clinical conditions. She feels well, doing a salt restriction. No change of weight or appetite. No symptoms of vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding. Good urine output, no cloudiness of blood. No major edema, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the Lasix, which is doing for a history of chronic edema, upper lower extremities, not for blood pressure. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, blood pressure 138 over 92 on the right, 120/90 on the left. Alert or intestine 3, no respiratory distress. Lung and cardiovascular within normal limits, no carotid brewer JBD, no abdominal distension, ascites masses, and no major edema. Next paragraph, present chemistries, creatinine 1.4, over the years slowly rising from 1.2 to 1.3. Sodium potassium normal, bicarbonate elevated from diuretics, a normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, PTH high at 214, no anemia, vitamin D 125 normal, Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, appears to be slowly progressive over time, probably related to high blood pressure, no obstruction as indicated above on the ultrasound. Urine analysis, no activity for blood protein or cells, nothing to suggest active glomerulonephritis. She did have calcium oxalates, but no stones on the ultrasound. Next number, hyperparathyroidism. Question related to chronic kidney disease. Calcium is not elevated. Does not require any immediate treatment, not symptomatic. Next number, diastolic type hypertension. She's going to keep checking it at home. My goal will be diastolic to be 80, eventually less than 75. Continue physical activity, salt restriction, weight reduction. If we have to add blood pressure medications, I will not increase any further on diuretics. We will look for alternative medicines. We will do chemistries in every 6 month basis. She has no symptoms of uremia, cephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. All questions answered, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents, end of dictation.